Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You may be seated. So, I'll just tell you a brief what happened at the 8 o'clock service. I had forgotten that the hymn of the day was Stand Up for Jesus, so I told everybody to sit down. And then it's like, how can you sit down for Stand Up for Jesus? So, half the congregation stood up anyway, which was great, and it's like, this is the way the church works. When the clergy gets it wrong, the laity gets it right, and everybody stood up. So, anyway, correction for the late service. So, welcome here on Confirmation Sunday. Our text for our message today is the epistle reading from 1 Peter chapter 1. I'm going to read again verse 22. Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring Word of God. Let us ponder this text as we consider and celebrate the confirmations of Lindsay Chalmers, Morgan Chalmers, Mason Kalkenberg, Emma Scarantine, Christine Wood. Now, confirmation is a custom in the Lutheran Church. We don't consider it a sacrament. There's no visible element. It's not instituted by Christ. It's not for the forgiveness of sins, except as you connect it to holy baptism. Baptism really is the sacrament. And what happens at baptism is what I'd like to talk to you about today. What happens at baptism is the Holy Spirit comes because God takes His Word, His Holy Word, and attaches it to the water that's poured on you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And today is just confirmation of that faith that He has given in you and that He has touched you with. And when Saint Peter talks about the seed that is within you is not perishable seed. It's not just advice from the world. It's an imperishable seed. And we get to see today that seed growing, germinating. And it's not complete yet. It will be complete, but... Well, what is confirmation? Confirmation is a declaration that each of these confirmands has been baptized and confesses the true Christian faith. They know what it is. They've been examined on it. We had that yesterday. And they're also in communion with Christ and with the church at large. That's all of you believers. They're part of you now. Well, they were at baptism, but in a more full way, I guess you'd say. What is confirmation not? Confirmation is not a graduation. Now, even though these confirmands have studied hard for the last 2 years, and we had an examination yesterday, that's not the end of their instruction. As you all maybe know this, when you're 12, 13, 14 years old, you haven't experienced all there is in life yet. And you can't be prepared, as much as I try in confirmation class, as much as your parents try to prepare you for the world, we can't inoculate you against everything. Because the world is out there. The world, and Satan, and even your own sinful flesh lies to you. St. Peter says, beware of this crooked generation. That doesn't mean you guys. It means the world outside. The world which will test your Christian faith. the world which will test you. And it will be a much more difficult test than we had yesterday. What confirmation emphasizes is God's work in you at holy baptism. So when St. Peter talks about your obedience to the truth for brotherly love, for you've been born again, you were born again in baptism. And that obedience to the truth is that seed that's been planted in you. You see, the Holy Spirit planted truth in you. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That truth is Jesus. The truth that He brings is the forgiveness of your sins. That's what He went to the cross for you. That's what He delivers to you in baptism. And then He unites you with the truth. You are united to Christ in your baptism. It's your confirmation verse, isn't it, Kristen? You're united with Him in a death like His, and so you'll be united with Him in a resurrection like His. So you get to live as resurrected people already. That truth that is in you, the truth that comes from the forgiveness of sins, that's who you are. So I guess my advice to you is become what you already are, a child of God, being made holy and sanctified by the Holy Spirit through His Word. That's how you grow. The mission of the church is to baptize and teach. You've been baptized. You have been taught. And you will continue to be taught by your parents, by your pastor, by all those Christians in your life who love you, care for you. Listen to them when they give you the word of truth. The word of truth which comes from God. So that you know and believe in God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who works within you to give you strength to get through all the lies of this crooked generation that we live in, all the lies of Satan, all the lies of the world, and even the lies that you tell yourself. Live in the truth of God's Word. St. Peter says, for you have been born again, not of imperishable seed that just withers away, like the advice that you get on the internet, here today and gone tomorrow, but of imperishable seed through the living and abiding and enduring Word of God. For that's where you find your salvation, in Jesus Christ our Lord. You've been begotten by the Word of God. You've been made new by the Word of God. That's who you are now. United with Christ in baptism, begotten by the Holy Spirit and His holy, imperishable Word. And all flesh will wither like grass. The bloom of its flower will drop off and disintegrate, but the Word of the Lord endures forever. God grants this to you through the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. I invite the confirmands forward for the rite of confirmation. Beloved in the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ said to His apostles, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. You have been baptized and catechized in the Christian faith according to our Lord's bidding. Jesus says, whoever confesses me before men, I will confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Lift up your hearts, therefore, to the God of all grace, and joyfully give answer to the questions I now ask you in the name of the Lord. Do you this day, in the presence of God and this congregation, acknowledge the gifts that God gave to you in your baptism? So say, yes, I do. Do you renounce the devil? So say, yes, I renounce him. Do you renounce all his works? If so, say, yes, I renounce them. Do you renounce all his ways? If so, say, yes, I renounce them. Do you believe in God the Father Almighty? If so, say, yes, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? Do you hold all the prophetic and apostolic scriptures to be the inspired word of God? So say, I do. Do you confess the doctrine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church drawn from the scriptures as you have learned to know it from the small catechism to be faithful and true? If so, say, I do. Do you intend to hear the word of God and receive the Lord's Supper faithfully? If so, say, I do, by the grace of God. Do you intend to live according to the Word of God, and in faith, word, and deed, to remain true to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, even to death? If so, say, I do, by the grace of God. Do you intend to continue steadfast in this confession and church, to suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from it? If so, say, I do, by the grace of God. We rejoice with thankful hearts that you have been baptized and have received the teaching of the Lord. You have confessed the faith and have been absolved of your sins. As you continue to hear the Lord's word and receive his blessed sacrament, he who has begun a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please kneel. Lindsay Jill Chalmers. The Almighty God and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace to life everlasting. Amen.
In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Proverbs 3:6.
Morgan Diane Chalmers, the Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace to life everlasting. Amen.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Psalm 119, verse 105.
Mason Lewis Kalkenberg. The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit and has forgiven you all your sins. May He strengthen you with His grace to life everlasting. Amen.
He saved us not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to His own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal by the Holy Spirit. Titus 3:5.
Emma Rose Scarantine. The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with His grace to life everlasting. Amen.
God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalm 46:1.
Christine Karen Wood. The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with His grace to life everlasting. Amen.
We were buried, therefore, with Him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. Romans 6:4.
Amen.